This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his government is making unprecedented investments in modern infrastructure to build a Vikasit Bharat. Speaking after inaugurating the first phase of Noida International Airport at Jewar in Gautam Buddha Nagar district of Uttar Pradesh last afternoon, Mr. Modi shared that over the past 11 years, the infrastructure budget has been increased more than sixfold, with over 17 lakh crore rupees spent on highways and expressways and over 1 lakh kilometers of highways constructed.
2014 तक रेलवे में सिर्फ 20,000 किलोमीटर रूट का बिजलीकरण हुआ था, जबकि 2014 के बाद से 40,000 किलोमीटर से ज्यादा रेलवे ट्रैक का बिजलीकरण किया गया है। आज ब्रॉडगेज नेटवर्क का लगभग 100% बिजलीकरण हो चुका है।
The Prime Minister highlighted that for the first time, the Kashmir Valley and the capitals of the Northeast are being connected to the rail network, while port capacity has more than doubled in the past decade and the number of inland waterways continues to grow. He said India is working at a rapid pace in every sector necessary for building a Vikasit Bharat. Calling for collective effort and national unity in the face of global challenges, the Prime Minister said he had spoken at length in Parliament and held detailed discussions with chief ministers about tackling the crisis arising from the ongoing conflict. Noida International Airport is among the largest greenfield airport projects in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today at 11 a.m. It will be the 132nd episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has emphasized the need for a proactive, coordinated and forward-looking approach and underscored the importance of remaining vigilant in the view of the evolving scenario in West Asia. Mr. Singh said this while chairing the meeting of an informal group of ministers constituting several senior ministers in New Delhi. The meeting was attended by Union Ministers Nirmala Sitaraman, Hardeep Singh Puri, J.P. Nadda, Jitendra Singh, K. Ram Mohan Naidu, among others. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said that fisheries in India are a vital source of livelihood and food security, supporting more than 9 million fishermen, largely comprising small, traditional and artisanal fishermen practicing sustainable methods. The minister said this while speaking at the ministerial session on fisheries subsidies at the World Trade Organization's 14th Ministerial Conference in Yaoundé, Cameroon. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said that during the session he highlighted India's proactive and historical conservation efforts, including the annual fishing ban. The government has extended the Bharat Tribes Fest 2026 till the 5th of next month following an overwhelming public response. The Tribal Affairs Ministry informed that the decision aims to further strengthen market access and livelihood opportunities for tribal artisans, entrepreneurs and self-help groups from across the country. As part of the extended program, a Vanadhan Conclave will be organized today in Delhi. The conclave will be inaugurated by Tribal Affairs Minister Durga Das Uike. It will feature 5 thematic sessions focusing on sustainable livelihoods, value addition of minor forest produce, market linkages and strengthening tribal entrepreneurship. In the opening match of the 19th edition of the Indian Premier League IPL cricket, the Royal Challengers Bengaluru RCB kick-started their title defence in style, thrashing Sunrisers Hyderabad SRH by 6 wickets at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. Chasing a target of 202 set by Sunrisers, RCB finished the chase strongly with 26 balls remaining. Earlier, RCB captain Rajat Patidar won the toss and opted to bowl. Jacob Duffy was declared player of the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.